Welcome to the Practical Wisdom from a Life Coach podcast. I'm your host, Vera Ilnitsky, and my mission is to help women shine their light. There was a time in my life where I felt stuck, disconnected, and not sure where to even start to turn my light on. In this podcast, I share ideas, insights, and tools that have worked for me and that I hope will provide you with practical and effective solutions to everyday life challenges. Shine your light brightly, and together, let's make a positive impact on the world. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. So the other day, I was drying my hair when all of a sudden there was this pop, and then a huge spark came out of the dryer. So I dropped the dryer, and then I had enough presence of mind to unplug it, and there it lay, smoldering on the bathroom floor. Now, this did startle me a little bit, but I actually wasn't that surprised because I'd been thinking that I needed a new hair dryer for the past few weeks, really. I was noticing that the cord was frayed, and I had had the thought that it was just getting old and probably needed replacing. But you know how it is. We have the thought and then we dismiss it. I was like, it's still fine. It's still working. So why would I replace it? It's usually when we have a thought like this, that something needs replacing, that it's usually true. And it's always better to be proactive. And this got me thinking about how sometimes in life, we neglect looking after ourselves, even when the warning signs are there. Even though we have a niggling inner intuition that we need to slow down or rest. How many times has this happened to you? Where you have this awareness that you're feeling extra tired, or your brain is more foggy than usual, or your muscles are achy, or your stomach hurts, or your headache just won't go away. Something inside of you, your body, your intuition, is telling you to slow down or to rest, but you just keep going because, you know, things need to get done. You have deadlines. The to-do list just isn't getting any shorter. The kids need to be driven to their activities. The laundry needs to get done. I mean, who else would do it? And who has time for a nap? Never mind a massage. These warning signs are like that frayed cord of my hairdryer. There's only so long that frayed cords will last before they cause a short to occur. And there's only so long that you can last before a short will happen to you, either in your body, in your behavior, or in your mental health. Those warning signs that our body gives us, that our intuition sends us, are there for a reason. These warning signs are coming from your inner self, from your inner wisdom. This is the self that is looking after you, that's protecting you, that is wanting what's best for you. But it is like a soft whisper, isn't it? That voice. That inner self. It's quiet. And when we don't listen to it, it starts giving physical warning signs. Then eventually it gets worn down by us ignoring it, and it needs to do something more drastic to get us to listen and to act and do something different. That's when we get sick, or have a meltdown at work, or yell at our spouse. Now, I know it's so hard to find time to look after ourselves. But my message today is that if you don't listen to those warning signs from your intuition within your body, if you neglect your own wellness, if you don't at least try to make time for your health, even just a few minutes a day, then something will happen that shuts you down for a much longer period of time. And I want to remind you that you do have time, if you decide that you do. And I don't mean this from a place of judgment or criticism. It's just a fact that if you decide to make time for yourself, that if you decide that your health is worth it, you will not only find the time, you'll create the time. Life is all about decisions. Each decision we make either moves us towards what we want or away from what we want. Each decision we make either moves us towards the expression of our highest self or away from the best version of ourselves. The ability to make decisions is how we know that we have the power, the authority, the agency over our own lives. Even though there are events, situations, people, and circumstances that disrupt or influence or even tear apart our world, that cause chaos, stress, anxiety, and that also bring in good and joy, we still have the capacity to decide how we want to respond, who we want to be in each situation, how we want to express ourselves, and what we want to learn or take away from each experience. It's all about making decisions. So it's really a decision to look after your own well-being, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. And then it's another decision to decide how you're going to do that. And it's another decision to make and create the time. And it's another decision to actually do it. So decisions that we make every day are really powerful. And they impact and affect our well-being and ultimately our entire life. Now, hear me when I say that looking after yourself does not need to take long. Something I truly believe in is that little tiny actions taken every day will lead to huge results. So looking after yourself can just take a few minutes each day, but it's about being consistent and intentional. When you don't take those few minutes each day, that's when something happens and all of a sudden, the time you need to recover from whatever happens to you is huge, way more than just a few minutes. It could be days or weeks or even months. So while I know it's hard, I know that we're all busy. I know there are demands on you from all over the place, be it kids, work deadlines, looking after parents, supporting friends, getting dinner on the table. I want to explore a few ideas that just take a few minutes each day if you decide to make the time. These ideas are all based on swapping out something you may already do, but that maybe is a distraction or a time waster, or maybe it's even a way to numb or escape. So I'm going to share with you some suggestions on how you can swap out those activities that maybe don't serve you with something that could really positively impact your health and wellness. Number one, swap out social media for meditation or journaling. Did you know that on average, Canadians spend 1 hour and 46 minutes per day on social media? Now, I'm not condemning social media here. I think it has a time and a place and it has many benefits, but it tends to suck us into scrolling for way longer than is useful or appropriate. So be purposeful and intentional with your social media consumption. It may help to set a timer before you start scrolling, or just become aware of each time you pick up the phone. Ask yourself, is this a distraction? What else could I be doing right now? Think about what you could do with an extra 1 hour and 46 minutes each day. Instead of scrolling, decide to meditate for 10 minutes. How often have you started scrolling, thinking, I'm just going to check my feed for 5 minutes, and then somehow 30 minutes or longer go by? So if you hear yourself say, I don't have time to meditate for 10 minutes, check yourself. Be honest with yourself. There are lots of apps available that offer free guided meditations. If you're not sure, you can just sit in silence. You can also decide to journal for 10 minutes instead of scrolling, or maybe read a book or listen to an uplifting podcast or audiobook. Number two, swap out Netflix before bed for reading or having a bath. Now, I'm the first to admit that I love relaxing with a good show at the end of the day. But we also know the research is that being exposed to blue light before bed
really negatively impacts our sleep. The research indicates that we should shut off the blue light at least 30 minutes before sleep, and longer would be better. So watch your show, but instead of watching until the last minute before bedtime, how about deciding to read a book in bed instead? This can be any book. It doesn't need to be a self-help or inspirational book, although it can, but a good fiction story can relax us and calm down our minds as well. You can also take a bath. Again, the research shows this is an excellent way to calm ourselves down before bed. Dim the lights, light a candle, put in some Epsom salts, and relax. You can even read in the bath if that's your thing. Number 3, swap out rushing from work mode to home mode with some buffer time. Now, this is true whether you work from home or whether you commute to an office. It's easy to just keep going from one thing to the next in our life without taking any breaks in between. But it's really important from an energetic perspective to create transitions between different areas of our life. A common one I hear about is rushing home from work to home life and not giving yourself a chance to transition. To close out the workday and get ready for time at home with your kids, with your spouse, even with yourself. Because let's face it, your work you is a little bit different than your home you and requires a different energy. And sometimes work you may have had a challenging day at work. And if you don't process it or acknowledge it or close it out in some way, it follows you home. How many times have you rushed home or rushed out of your home office to throw together dinner and you snap at your husband or your kids? And then you feel guilty and then you start berating yourself. And then you feel even more stressed than you did before. And then you get resentful about needing to make dinner. And on it goes, making it even tougher to slow down, relax, and go to sleep on a positive note. You know it's not really the kids or the hubby or the dinner that's irritating you. It's really a leftover from your work day. When you don't create buffer time between work and home, they all just mesh together, and it becomes tough to recognize where the real sticking point is. I know this is more challenging when you work from home, but consider a few things when creating a buffer between your work day and your home day. Take 5 minutes at the end of your day to review your day. What went well? What didn't go so well? And what is on your mind? Make your list for tomorrow so that you get it out of your head. If something is bothering you about your day, tune in and clarify what it is. Ask yourself if there is something you can do right now to put a closure on it. And if not, what do you need to do either in the moment or the next day to process it? Writing this down can be helpful, again, to get it out of your brain so that it doesn't continue running on that little hamster wheel in your head. I personally find it super helpful to tidy up my desk. I file whatever needs filing, straighten up my papers, put everything back in its place. Organizing and tidying up your physical space tidies up your mental and energetic space as well. You can also mentally or out loud say, "My workday is now over. See you tomorrow." You can even add in some gratitude, like, "Thank you for being so productive today. Thank you for this wonderful day. I appreciate the ability to add value today." Things like this really end your day on a positive note. When you get home or out of your home office, take 5 or 10 minutes to have a decompressing ritual. For me, this looks like changing into something more casual or comfortable, washing my face, and mentally noting that I am looking forward to the evening. Sometimes I even just lay on my bed for a few minutes thinking about my day, letting my thoughts settle, and acknowledging myself for all that I accomplished that day. Think about how you can create a little ritual for yourself between work and home time. Remember that by creating this buffer between your work and home life, you're intentionally preparing yourself to be all in when you're at home with your family. You're not thinking about work, you're not straddling work and home energies, but you're being 100% present for your home life. Number 4, swap out the news for an inspirational podcast or audiobook. Turn off the news. The news is all about instilling more fear into us. Instead, tune into an inspirational, educational, or entertaining podcast or audiobook. Or just put on some good tunes and let yourself be energized by the music. Number 5, swap out looking at your phone in bed for a gratitude practice. I know that many of you have a habit of looking at your phone in bed. Again, to reiterate, the research shows that this is highly detrimental to getting a high quality sleep. To be blunt, this is a very bad habit, and I'm saying this from a place of love. I'm also saying that the good news is that habits can be changed. I used to do this all the time, and what worked for me when I was trying to break this habit, and I've broken it, was that I decided that as soon as I got to my bedroom to read or sleep, that I would plug my phone in, turn it upside down, and then no more looking at it once it was upside down. It sounds kind of simple, and it is, but it worked for me. Remember, you can decide to do this. Another thing that really helps me is to set up the Do Not Disturb function on my phone between certain hours. So for me, it's between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. so that I'm not tempted to pick up my phone if it pings. Instead of looking at your phone in bed, you can read, meditate, or do a gratitude treasure hunt where you go through your day in your mind and find all the things to be grateful for from that day. Number 6, swap out a coffee meeting for a walking meeting. I love this one, especially when the weather is nice. When you're setting up a coffee meeting with someone, consider asking them if they'd like to meet for a walk instead. You can still pick up a coffee along the way. Plus, you'll get fresh air, nature, and some extra steps as well. I've never had anyone say no to this, and honestly, everyone loves the idea. There's also something about walking and talking that seems to create a deeper and more meaningful conversation. Number 7, swap out working over lunch with moving your body. This is pretty self-explanatory, but one that I find important to reiterate. And I get it, you guys. I eat my lunch at my desk a lot, so I know how habitual this can become. But moving your body, even if it's just for a quick walk around the block, can do wonders for your energy and mental alertness. And if it's not great weather outside, you can also just do some squats or stretching, or put on a good song and dance for a few minutes. Number 8, swap out saying, "I don't have the time," to, "I create time for myself because my health and wellness is important and I am worth it." Your health and wellness is vital and you are worthy. When you are depleted and are running on empty, you cannot be the best version of yourself, and you can't help those around you that you want to help. You can't create that positive impact on the world that I know you want to. You can't pour from an empty cup, so fill yours up on a daily basis. I hope some of these ideas inspire you to try them or inspire you to think of other ways that you can fill up your cup in just a few minutes each day. Once you get into the habit of regularly taking small actions every day to rejuvenate and re-energize, it will become easier to do some bigger things for yourself too, like regular massages, getting a gym membership, attending a retreat, booking a babysitter to enjoy a night out, or taking a day off from work to just relax and spend at home. But remember, it's the small little actions done consistently and with intention every day that lead to big results. Decide to make your health and wellness a priority and see how that positively impacts other areas of your life. You are so worth it.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I invite you to subscribe and please share this episode with someone in your life who you think may benefit from the message. I'm grateful to have you in my community and would love to connect. And if you're looking for support and guidance on how you can shine your light and live a genuine, confident, and purposeful life, I invite you to book a discovery call with me today. The link is in the show notes or visit my website, practicalwisdomcoaching.ca.